John 16, and we're going to read from verse 5 to verse 15. John chapter 16, verse 5 to 15. Verse 5 to 15. Jesus is speaking. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. For all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Praise the Lord. When the Comforter is come. Lord, we pray this morning that you will speak to us and apply these scriptures to our hearts and our lives today.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
When the Comforter is come.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A word that's sometimes translated, as it is in 1 John chapter 2, the Advocate. An Advocate is one who speaks on our behalf. And the Comforter, or the Paraclete, is one who calls to us from alongside. From alongside the Father, from alongside us, is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus told his disciples that he was going the way that he had to go. He was going the way of the cross. And there would come a time when they would see him no more, because he was going to die, and he would rise again. They would see him then, and he would be with them for a while, but then he would ascend into glory, and they're sad. Because Jesus is talking about leaving them. But he has a work to do. It's the work of the cross. The work of dying for our sins, being buried, and then rising again. And Jesus said, it's expedient for you. That's a word which is translated, which means it's advantageous for you. It's to your advantage that I go away. Because if I go away, I will send you the Holy Spirit, who will be with you forever. If I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come. The Holy Spirit will only come when the work of salvation has been achieved on the cross. When the price for our sin, the penalty for our sins, had been paid on the cross of Calvary. The Holy Spirit can't come into uncleansed lives, unclean lives, sinful lives. He can only come when the price has been paid for our sin, when that price has been applied to our lives. The blood of Jesus Christ shed for us on the cross of Calvary has been applied to our lives. Then the Holy Spirit can come. He can come into cleansed lives that have been set apart for him. He said, it's going to be advantageous for you that I go away, because when I go away, I will send you the Comforter. I will send the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, Jesus spoke about the Comforter. And in verse 16 of John 14, he said, I will pray the Father, he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you, how long? Forever. Praise the Lord. And in verse 26 of that same chapter, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. We sing in one of those hymns, Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And in John chapter 15, and verse 26 says, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Amen. We've got a witness in our hearts, bringing Christ to us all the time, moment by moment, day by day. And you see, the Comforter is the source of all life. The Holy Spirit is the source of all life. That spiritual life, that new birth, born again of the Spirit, with life from above. And we can know the fullness of the Holy Spirit. For him to come Jesus had to go the way of the cross. Jesus had to pay the price for our salvation. Jesus had to pay the price so that we could be cleansed from every spot and every sin, so that we might receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And here are the interesting things here in John 16, three things. Jesus said, when he is come, when the Holy Spirit is come, when he comes into our lives, when he comes and has come into the church, it says, he will reprove who? He will reprove the world. And where there are worldly attitudes in the church, he will reprove those worldly attitudes. He will reprove the world of sin. You see, the world hasn't really grasped, those that are not saved haven't really grasped what sin is. They judge their lives as being, the majority of people judge their lives as being quite good, and we don't do any of the bad things that get you sent to prison. We're not sinners. But the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you see, it takes that revelation from the Holy Spirit to awake people to their needs. And there are people in churches who have followed the Christian pathway. Maybe saved, maybe just be following a Christian pattern. But there's that worldly attitude in many Christians today. And the Lord says, he will reprove the world of sin. There's a rebuke that comes there. There's a rebuke that comes in the verses that we read. He will rebuke the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin, because they do not believe on me. Why don't they believe on him? Why don't the world believe on him? Why do worldly Christians not trust him as they should? Because they don't see any wrong in their ordinary lives. They only see wrong in extreme circumstances, in extreme evil. There needs to be a revelation. And when there comes a revelation, when people become aware of their sin, when people become aware of that sin being what separates them from God, then there will come repentance. And if there's an acceptance of the gospel, the good news, that Jesus died for our sins, people will accept that way of salvation. They will accept that forgiveness from the Lord. The Bible's quite clear, isn't it? It's not the revelation that the majority of people in Bitsy around us have today, but the Bible gives us a revelation. It's not the revelation the majority of people in the world have today. But the Bible says, for all have sinned. Did you say that to people today? They say, I haven't. I'm a good, upstanding citizen. I do my best. I try to help others. And they go through all the good things that they... The Bible says, all have sinned. And they've come short of the glory of God. And the Bible also says, in the same book, it's Romans chapter 3, and in Romans chapter 6, it says, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that way of salvation from sin is brought to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, where it says, he made him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, he made the Lord Jesus Christ, God made him to be sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What an exchange. He was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That we might stand before the Lord, that we might stand before God, clear of all sin, righteous, holy before him. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. And when the Holy Spirit is at work in the lives of believers and we share and we witness, then there is a work going on, not just of sharing the truth, but there's a work going on of the Spirit of God bringing a rebuke to people, that there might be a revelation of their sin, that they might repent of that sin and know the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not only to bless us, and we are blessed, but when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can bear that message delivered in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can share the testimony in the power of the Holy Spirit, which will bring a reproof to people, that will awaken their eyes to the fact that they are sinners, that they've fallen short of the glory of God, and that without him, they're on a journey that's leading to hell and destruction. But there is a way of salvation in the one who died for them upon the cross of Calvary. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. But then the Lord goes on to say, and of righteousness. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. You see, when Jesus walked here on earth, he was the righteous one. There was no sin in him at all. He was totally, completely righteous. There was an example. His very presence brought conviction upon those who heard him and listened to him, because he was the righteous one. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus says, I've got to go away and I will send the Holy Spirit. He came in that marvellous day of, on that marvellous day of Pentecost, when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And as they spoke, and they burst forth from that place where they were, and they began to testify to all those people that were there. There were many people there that had come from all over the world, that known world then, to Jerusalem to celebrate. There was Passover, there was Pentecost, and they'd come. They were the big major feasts. They'd come. And the disciples burst out when they were filled with the Holy Spirit with that message of salvation. And as they burst out in that, with that message of salvation, they lived and manifested holy, righteous lives. Jesus says, I'm going to the Father. I'm going to send you the Comforter. And the Comforter will rebuke the world of righteousness. You see, when Jesus was there, his very life rebuked the world. Now, when believers are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, their lives of power and holiness in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, brings a conviction to those who will listen and hear what they've got to say. There's a righteous standard. We can testify not only by the words of our mouth, but by the way we live our lives in holiness and righteousness before him. That righteousness can bring a conviction in the hearts and lives of believers. Jesus said, I'm going to the Father, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he will reprove the world of righteousness. All that our lives might be such a reproof to the world. Amen. That people might say, that's what we want. We want that righteousness. We want that holiness of life that you're enjoying. You know, the very presence of Jesus had that effect on people, didn't it? Do you remember Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus? What happened to Zacchaeus? The Bible doesn't explain what happened. It doesn't explain how it happened. But the very presence of Jesus and talking with Jesus changed his life. He received into his heart and life something that empowered him and changed him. Suddenly, this old tax collector that was after every penny he could get was saying, I'm going to repay anything I've taken by false means. I'm going to give. And suddenly he was a new creature. He'd got this righteousness. And he said, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And it says there, in verse 11 of chapter 16 of John, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Yes. Now some people, when I hear them quote these verses, add to that, and it's not what it's saying. It doesn't say in verse 8, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment to come. It doesn't say that. It's talking about a judgment that now has been carried out. What judgment is that? The prince of this world is judged. Satan and his system is judged. Everything about that system is under judgment, the judgment of God. Believers don't have anything to do with it. It's under the judgment of God. It's under the condemnation. So when the Holy Spirit is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. We need to know as believers that everything that the world offers is under the judgment of God. It's under condemnation. Everything that the world offers, we're called to walk in holiness of life, separate from the system of this world. Oh, what a blessing it is, not only to be saved, but here on earth to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to know that communion with the Holy Spirit day by day, moment by moment. And our very lives can bring a reproof to the world around us. A reproof of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The world is under judgment now. There is a judgment to come, don't misunderstand me. But the Lord is talking about a judgment that's already in operation now. People need to know what they're part of, and how to be free from it, and how to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord. It's judged. In 1 John chapter 2, 1 Epistle of John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, the instruction to us as believers. And these are very appropriate words in the days in which we live, the times in which we live, and the culture in which we live. These very important words for us as believers to take heed to and to live by. This is what John says. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Oh, there are so many worldly Christians today, but they call themselves Christians. And the worldly thing has got a hold of them, and they don't fellowship with other believers. They're pursuing all the things that the world pursues after. They want the riches, they want the fame, they want the glorious leisure life that the world has. We've got something better. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we've got something better. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. Hallelujah. Satan, the prince of this world, Satan is already judged. He's already judged. The final sentence is to be carried out, but he's already judged. Jesus died on the cross. Hallelujah. He rose again. Satan's realm is defeated. In John chapter 12, verse 31, John says these words, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, said Jesus, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Let's lift Jesus up. Let's lift Jesus up. Hallelujah. He was lifted up on the cross to die. But now he has risen again. And we can lift him up in praise and in glory. The only way of salvation was that pathway that led to the cross. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. When Jesus was lifted up on that cross to die. And when he got the victory over death. And rose again from the dead. And the message of the gospel goes out. He's drawing all to him. Isn't it wonderful we can say in the words of Psalm 23. He restores my soul. He leads me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. He is the only way of salvation. Let's read verses 13 to 15 again from John chapter 16. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit reveals to us and speaks to us heavenly things, the things of God. He shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. Oh, hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? What a position we're in, what a place we're in. We're in a place of divine revelation if we want to receive it. As born again, blood cleansed Christians, filled with his Holy Spirit, we can live in revelation which comes from heaven and stand as a rebuke, a reproof to the world of sin is wrong and all have sinned. Of righteousness, all our righteousnesses, what did Isaiah say? All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That's what the world has got to wake up to. All their righteousnesses that they've trusted in making them good people, they're filthy rags. We need the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. And we can, with that righteousness, be a reproof to the world. This is what you need. Amen. And of judgment. The whole world system is under the judgment of God. It's already judged. And the judgment is really moving towards now the outpouring of the penalty. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's praise him and give him the glory.